Let your childlike faith abound. Our confidence in the Word of God is essential to our success. Luke 17:6, and the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto the sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. The battle of all the ages is for the ground between our ears. The great prophet Elijah said to wavering Israel in 1 Kings 18:21, and Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. This is God Said, Man Said feature article 535 that proves the full veracity of the Holy Bible. These features are archived in text and streaming audio to help strengthen the faith of the saints and for the redemption of the lost. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. A four-step proof text is incorporated here to prove biblical inerrancy. The first category is archaeology, which also includes paleontology and geology, as well as ancient history. Today's feature will column under archaeology. Again, God's word will stand. Have you been born again? Have you been born a second time, this time of the Spirit of God? Elijah said, how long halt ye between two opinions? Jesus Christ will soon return for his church. Are you ready to meet him? Turn your heart to Christ, and today will be the best day of your life, and tomorrow will be better. Has anyone made you a better offer? Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 11 through 18. So I came to Jerusalem and was there 3 days. And I arose in the night, I and some few men with me. Neither told I any man what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem. Neither was there any beast with me, save the beast that I rode upon. And I went out by night by the gate of the valley, even before the dragon gate, and to the dung port, and viewed the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and the gates thereof were consumed with fire. Then I went on to the gate of the fountain, and to the king's pool, but there was no place for the beast that was under me to pass. Then went I up by night by the brook, and viewed the wall, and turned back, and entered by the gate of the valley, and so returned. And the rulers knew not whither I went, or what I did. Neither had I as yet told it to the Jews, nor to the priests, nor to the nobles, nor to the rulers, nor to the rest that did the work. Then said I unto them, ye see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates thereof were burned with fire. Come, and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. Then I told them of the hand of my God which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. God said, Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 15 through 23, and it came to pass when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, and God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned all of us to the wall, every one unto his work. And it came to pass from that time forth that the half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them held both the spears, the shields, and the bows, and the habergeons. And the rulers were behind all the house of Judah. They which builded on the wall, and they that bare burdens with those that laded, every one with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon. For the builders, every one had his sword girded by his side, and so builded. And he that sounded the trumpet was by me. And I said unto the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, the work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall one from another. In what place thereof ye hear the sound of the trumpet, resort ye thither unto us, our God shall fight for us. So we labored in the work, and half of them held the spears from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. Likewise at the same time said I unto the people, let every one with his servant lodge within Jerusalem, that in the night they may be a guard to us, and labor on the day. So neither I, nor my brethren, nor my servants, nor the men of the guard which followed me, none of us put off our clothes, saving that every one put them off for washing. Mann said the Bible's historic record is not to be taken literally and is no real reflection of ancient history. Now the record. In the archaeology category on God Said, Man Said, the Bible is proven to be an acutely accurate historical record, including the miraculous. Non-biblical sources rise up again and again to certify Holy Writ. On this website, we have highlighted endorsements of creation, the first man, the first woman, the Garden of Eden, the fall of man, 911 average year lifespan, the flood in the days of Noah, giants, the Tower of Babel, Sodom and Gomorrah, Joseph's robe of many colors in Egypt, the walls of Jericho, Goliath, and more. Just recently, a God Said, Man Said feature chronicled the end of archaeological biblical minimalism, which was dismantled in part by famed archaeologist Eilat Mazer. One of her recent discoveries was published in the March-April 2009 issue of Biblical Archaeological Review. The title of the article is The Wall That Nehemiah Built, and it was authored by Eilat Mazer. The following paragraphs are from that story. Even before Nehemiah came from Babylon to Jerusalem in the middle of the 5th century B.C., he knew that he wanted to rebuild the broken-down walls of Jerusalem. When he arrived, he promptly made his famous night journey around the city, surveying the dilapidated city wall. On the eastern slope, the wall of stones was so badly collapsed that his donkey could not navigate the path. Quite amazingly, especially considering its condition, the wall was rebuilt in a mere 52 days. Nehemiah was able to accomplish this feat by assigning different sections of the wall's rebuilding to various groups such as families, people from specific settlements, craftsmen's guilds, and so on. End of quote. A sidebar in the feature records the following. At the top of the eastern ridge of the city of David, Nehemiah and the returned exiles built a new city wall. Although they simply repaired their pre-existing walls elsewhere in the city, the wall just above the steep Kidron Valley was too damaged and too difficult to mend. So they relocated the eastern wall higher up the slope and, according to author Eilat Mazer, built it directly on top of a ruined wall of King David's palace, also known as the large stone structure, and its massive rampart, and also known as the stepped stone structure. A close view of the area taken before her excavation clearly shows the well-known stepped stone structure flanked by the northern and southern towers. Connected to the northern tower, Mazer found Nehemiah's wall and near it seal impressions of people mentioned in the Bible, end of quote. God's word is true and righteous altogether. It is a place to build a life, even eternal life. The word of God records Nehemiah's wall. The skeptic said no, but the archaeologists now say yes. God said, Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 11 through 18, So I came to Jerusalem and was there 3 days, and I arose in the night, I and some few men with me. Neither told I any man what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem. Neither was there any beast with me, save the beast that I rode upon. And I went out by night by the gate of the valley, even before the dragon well, and to the dung port, and viewed the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and the gates thereof were consumed with fire. Then went I on to the gate of the fountain, and to the king's pool, but there was no place for the beast that was under me to pass. Then went I up in the night by the brook, and viewed the wall, and turned back, and entered by the gate of the valley, and so returned. And the rulers knew not whither I went, or what I did. Neither had I as yet told it to the Jews, nor to the priest, nor to the nobles, nor to the rulers, nor to the rest that did the work. Then said I unto them, Ye see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come, and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good unto me, and also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, Let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for the good work. Mann said the Bible's historic record is not to be taken literally and is no real reflection of ancient history. Now you have the record.